Welcome to a new edition of the Neon Jazz Interview Series with Tom Christensen and Scott Newman of the band Spin Cycle on their brand new 2022 CD. They talked about this new project titled Spin Cycle 3, COVID life, and so much more. These two veteran musicians serve up music inspired from their 30-plus years in the New York City jazz scene. With Spin Cycle 3, the band showcases the dynamic scope of their compositions and eclectic nature of their performances that is the hallmark of their live shows. We had them on the show before, and it's always a pleasure to catch up with these gentlemen. Enjoy.
First and foremost, thank you for reaching out with Spin Cycle 3. I really appreciate you taking a minute out today.
Thanks for having us, Joe.
Yeah, thanks for having us. Yeah, my pleasure, man. You know, COVID began in March of 2020, threw everything into havoc, live music, everything that we know on Earth has been altered. You have a new album coming out now. We're probably closer to the end of this thing than we are, you know, back in March of 2020. So talk to me a little bit about what this album means to you guys to have this come out right now.
Go ahead, Tom. Yeah, well, I mean, for us, it's our third CD and really a product of a bunch of tunes that we were playing before the pandemic that we played on tour, a couple of things from an educational project that we did before this. We did a lot of recording and then it sort of set for a minute while we, you know, while the whole pandemic thing happened. And, you know, now that the band is back out and playing and doing, going to do a tour in April and some gigs and stuff, we thought it'd be a good time to release some of this music that's been sort of sitting on the shelf for a little bit, not too long, but, you know, maybe a year or so. We're glad to have the music out there finally.
Yeah, we definitely are. I mean, I think we did it kind of in two stages, right, Tom? We did do an educational, and we got a grant. Tom was had applied the band for a grant, and we got a grant to do an educational CD, which was fabulous. We did that 3 years ago, I guess, and a couple tunes spun out from that educational CD. And you can, just so you know, those people who are listening who are interested, it is a intermediate into advanced level jazz combo small group approach to improvising and has our tunes and a play along with us demonstrating the music. And you can find that on our website, spincyclemusic.org. But a few of those tunes, that was a promo push there, but a few of those tunes, we kind of redeveloped them and brought them in to this CD, Spin Cycle 3. And we did one of the sessions pre-COVID and then one in December of last year. So a year, you know, a little over a year ago. So it has been a couple years in the making. You know, we're just glad to get it out. And, you know, we're actually already playing this music and then moving on to the next CD. We're already thinking ahead and starting to write music for that. So...
Well, what are you hoping the listener gets from this experience? What do you ultimately want them to feel from this album?
I think they get the usual stuff served up from Spin Cycle as far as like a eclectic approach. You know, we're sort of a product of our youth, you know, spent listening to all kinds of music, you know, from there's a tune in there that Scott wrote that's a lot like a Herbie, like mid-70s Herbie funk kind of a thing. There's some straight ahead stuff. There's a little bit of free playing. There's a tune I wrote called Drain the Swamp that's a little bit like a Southern rock vibe, but in 7/4 with a lot of other time signatures in it. So, you know, it's the usual eclectic meal of music that we serve up on our gigs. And this is, you know, those tunes. One thing that's different about this CD is that a lot of these tunes have been played on gigs, you know, fairly extensively before we got into the studio. So we played through a good number of these tunes, more than usual anyway, on gigs. So they have a little bit more development, and, you know, I hope people hear that.
I would second what Tom said, that, you know, up to this date, Tom and I have written tunes, brought them in. We find ones that we enjoy playing and that also resonate with the audience when we're playing, you know, on gigs and running through tunes and, you know, presenting them to people. And the first two albums were very much the same in the fact that they were you know, we're moving around to a lot of different places throughout the CD. In a way, it's kind of like the weather in Kansas and Missouri and Oklahoma, where I grew up, where if you don't like this song, just wait 5 minutes. The weather's going to change. You know, like Tom said, we have the CD opens with like a really kind of fast staccato, like modal extended blues with a lot of counter rhythms in it, and you know, fiery solos from Tom and Pete McCann, who's the guitarist in the band, and Phil Palumbi is playing bass. Of course, he's been in the band for 7 years. It's just, you know, we've been intact throughout COVID, which is great, and you know, did a couple live stream concerts too. But then, yeah, there's funky stuff there. Like Tom said, there's some free playing, some ethereal kind of pieces, and even some hymn like stuff that's maybe more in a Coltrane, Pharoah Sanders-y kind of vibe. One of the tunes called Longing that I wrote is coming from that point of view. So it is a product of what we grew up with too, you know, that era of jazz, and also, you know, beyond that, fusion music and rock and our influences there. So we hope that's what the listener gets from it.
So, you know, the one thing about this COVID time is there's been the quarantine and the self-isolation. What did you guys learn about yourselves as a band during this time? You know, anything that you didn't realize before that's just going to make you stronger as you reemerge, promote a new album, make another album?
Great question. You know, for us, I mean, some of it was more writing. I mean, one of the things that we learned is to keep, one of the most important things, I think, for all artists and everybody in life in general, is to keep the ball moving down the field, is to have momentum. And try not, as horribly sad as especially the first year of COVID was to still keep the momentum going. And Tom and I were still rewriting tunes. One of the sessions fell in the middle. We were both doing some, you know, recording as well, and basically trying to keep not only the creative juices flowing and working on the music, but also thinking about what we want to do for the next album after this and start working on that. So we were, that's along a spin cycle, things. That's one of, musically, that was one of the things. From a business standpoint, Tom and I are excited to say that with our label Sound Footing Records, that we're, you know, for the first time, we've taken publicity, for this third CD under our own wing, and we are pursuing press and radio and, you know, yourself and everybody to do our own publicity. And we're learning a lot, and we're right in the middle of it. So super exciting for us, you know, and a lot of work. But, you know, like so many things in life, when it's dedicated to what you do, it feels really great, because it's a work that's about us and for us and for the people and us getting our art out there. So, you know, those are some of the things that we planned on doing and kind of prepped for during COVID too. So I don't know, Tom, anything you want to add to that?
No, that's great. I mean, that's basically right. You know, I mean, I think a lot of people struggle with ways to stay busy during the pandemic, you know, and like for me, it was a lot of different things, you know, of like making sure I was playing pretty much every day. Got into playing some drums. I got into playing some, I got some electronic effects, and I got an EWI, and I wrote a lot of music. So I kind of just, you know, tried to keep interested that way when there really was no outlet for playing in public. And then I gradually started doing sessions and playing with people and so forth. But yeah, I mean, hopefully some of that stuff seeps into our band a little down the line, you know. So yeah, you know, just trying to stay artistically alive during that weird time.
Yeah, I think that's been kind of the name of the game. And, you know, you guys were talking about doing some live stuff, which from my end of things here, you know, I've done a lot and lots of interviews since this began in March of 2020. And there just wasn't a lot going on for a while. And this whole thing's undulated because of these variants. And it's like, you know, all right, here the vaccines are. things are opening up. Well, sorry, Delta's coming in. And then, you know, we kind of get rid of that. And then we get the booster, and then things open up. And then now we have this Omicron. So I guess my question to you is, you've had the chance now to kind of play some shows and see the people out in the crowd. But more than that, holistically, when we do return more in earnest, you know, because musicians and artists have been away longer than anybody else. While all these football stadiums are full of people, the artists have largely been away from everything. So what do you hope we all realize collectively about the power of live music when we do return in earnest?
It's really great to hear live music. I remember going out to Smalls to hear them. It was the first time I'd been out since I'd... Actually, that wasn't the first time. That was the second time. The first time I went to some outdoor, like an outdoor concert. And man, it just felt so good and so human to hear live music, to see and hear people doing it, you know. And I hope one thing people take away is to not take it for granted any longer or at all, that is a part of our lives. It's really a huge blessing. And so to be able to go out to a live concert and hear people create music right there in front of you is like something to not to be taken for granted. And I hope that's one thing that people take away from this. The other side of it is there's the whole, like, you know, live streaming and all that kind of business, and that grew, and that's like another outlet, another way to get your music out there and for people to hear you. So, you know, I hope that you know, grows alongside live music coming back, because like we're doing a gig in New York in a couple months at Soapbox Gallery, which is a live and live streaming place. It's March 31st, I think. And so that's, you know, that kind of thing wasn't around before COVID. And so hopefully that kind of thing might stick with us, you know?
Yeah. I mean, I think it's also geographically where you are. I mean, just with COVID, I found that even during the pandemic, the early part, I'm lucky enough to have a getaway place in the Catskills mountains, about 100 miles, 150 miles north of here. And we spent probably 8 months up there, from about May till, you know, winter, till winter was really kicking in, till around Christmas time up there in 2020. Things were, you know, geographically where you're at, things were more open up there. So I was able to work up there, and it was nice. I started to mix with people. And I guess one of the things that I guess this is leading to is just one of the things, you know, I'm hoping that the people, you know, right now, you know, there's a large percentage of people who are still fearful about going out and going into places, and rightfully so. But hopefully that the power that people will realize the importance of music and art, and not live in a place of fear eventually to reconnect with art. You know, there's what I'm finding is there's certain shows that, you know, younger people are, and rightfully so, feel less vulnerable than older people who are more compromised. And there are certain music scenes, whether it's Philharmonic, opera, certain jazz scenes that attract to an older crowd, that I hope, you know, the audience bases regain the confidence, and, you know, that we can get through this pandemic, that, you know, those older audience bases also can come out comfortably again to all kinds of shows, from jazz to Philharmonic to opera to all that. Younger crowds, I'm finding, I go out into New York, even recently in the last couple of weeks, I've gone out, and a lot of these clubs, there are younger people, you know, in already out hanging and are quite comfortable in the scene, you know, and are out and about and feeling very confident. And even tonight, I'm going out with some friends, with my wife. We're going to go to the Village Vanguard and hear Joe Lovano and Bill Frisell and this wonderful drummer, Tyshawn Sorey. And I can't wait. So, you know,
yeah.
I just help people, you know, I guess the point is, it's like Tom's saying, people can read those people. My concerns are the people that are still fearful I understand hopefully Omicron's gonna, this, you know, everything's gonna eventually phase out variant wise. People will get the confidence to come back and, you know, reconnect with music, because I think everyone knows that. So
yeah, and it's, you know, and I've been seeing shows since this started, and like even like last Friday, there was a wonderful bill. There's a local band called the Grand Marquis, and they've been around forever. They're just total showmans. And then there's a new band called the Freedom Affair, and you know, they were checking vaccination status. Everything was safe and good. So yeah, I think we're just, I think the thing that we all have to realize is that this isn't something that's just going to completely go away. It is
right.
Totally a part of our lives, and it's going to alter everything that we do, but we can do it. It can happen. So
I agree. And it's just going to get safer, and, you know, hopefully, you know, for, I think it's just going to take still another, you know, this summer will be interesting, you know, just to see how the festivals do coming back and things like that. You know, beyond just the club scene, you know, like you said, you have huge football games. Now you see the Live Nation and the Arena Rock show starting to come back, and it's going to be interesting to see, you know, how we slide back into, you know, I hope it's wholeheartedly and everybody comes back, and, you know, that any variants that do happen from here are just a lighter and lighter strain, you know, because I agree with you, Joe. I think it's here to stay for a while till it phases itself out.
Yeah, we can only keep our fingers crossed, but the nature of a virus is to survive. So hopefully it just does get weaker, you know.
Right.
That's definitely the hope. But it's wonderful to hear that all of you cats are putting music out. It's so great to hear that there's hope on the horizon. And, you know, we're getting closer to being done with winter. Things are going to warm up, and hopefully there's a revival and we get back to it, you know. So
I agree.
Good luck with the album and the live shows that are coming up. So talk a little bit about where people can get the album and maybe what they could look forward to on your itinerary as we move forward in this year.
Scott and I actually co-lead the band, but we sort of sometimes have areas of expertise. So one of us will do one thing, another do another. Scott's been great about getting us hooked up with, you know, some of the online things. But I know, first of all, if you want a CD, you can come to one of our gigs. That would be great. And we'll sell it to you right there. But you can order it on our website. There's a page, a store page on our website, but it's also available through CD Baby, and it's on all of the streaming services, I think, but Scott can correct me on that.
Sure, Tom. Our website is spincyclemusic.org. You can always get a CD from there, and that's about the only place where I believe the educational CD is at. The CD will be up for public sale and streaming on April 6th on Apple Music and on CD Baby and on AmazonMusic.com, and you'll be able to find it, purchase it, buy it as of April 6th is the release date. And then we do have a tour. I know Kansas City, I mean, there's a lot of people listening across the country, but our tour, if you're in upstate New York, is we are our CD release, and you can watch this show on March 31st. The venue is called Soapbox Gallery. It's in Brooklyn, New York. A beautiful sculptor named Jimmy Greenfield turned his sculpting studio into a performance space, and he also bought a very elaborate camera and audio setup, and he's been having artists over now since pretty close, probably almost 2 years now. I mean, like, not really. After COVID got started, probably started this in the summer of 2020, fall of 2020, started having bands. But we'll be at Soapbox Gallery on March 31st at 8 o'clock. That'll be about a one-hour performance. That's our in-town CD release. There is a live audience there, too, now. Used to not be. And then we'll be in Rochester, New York, at the Bop Shop on April 8th. April 9th, we're playing in Utica. There's a really cool art gallery there called the other side, and then we're going over and playing in Amherst on Sunday afternoon at Amherst College on Sunday, April 10th. And then after that, we are looking to probably play more in the Hudson Valley. We've got some gigs on the burner now for playing in May and June in the Hudson Valley. So that's where you can find us live, and then you can find the music, the new CD, Spin Cycle 3, online beginning April 6th at your normal Apple Music, Spotify, Amazon sources.
Scott, Tom, thank you for taking a minute out on behalf of the band. Good luck with the album and the touring. And again, I appreciate you reaching out.
Joe, we always appreciate it and appreciate everything you do with Neon Jazz. So thank you so much.
Yeah, my thank pleasure. You so much, Joe.
Thanks for listening and tuning in to another Neon Jazz interview, where we give you a bit of insight into the finest cats in New York City, Kansas City, and spots all over the world, giving fans all that jazz. And thanks to Tom and Scott for their time, music, and story. If you want to hear more interviews, go to Famous Interviews with Joe Dimino in the iTunes Store. Visit NeonJazz at YouTube.com. And for everything Neon Jazz all the time, go to the NeonJazz.blogspot.com. Until next time, enjoy the jazz, my friends.
Neon Jazz.